lead found in Philadelphia's soil can be traced to industrial fumes or even paint and gasoline used decades ago. Sampling 24 sites in parks across the city, Steve Peterson, a Temple University geologist, found a lot of lead.
Actually, 16% of the soils that I sampled were above the EPA soil saturation limit for residential use, which is 400 parts per million.
Peterson said the levels were higher than recommended, even in spots that have always been open space. Lead is a basic element, so small amounts of it are normal. Mary Seton Corboy, an urban farmer, contends the Environmental Protection Agency's guidelines are unrealistic, especially for a city with as long an industrial history as Philadelphia's.
You know, the fact is, if you look at the standards that are set by the EPA and by some individual states, you know, we'd have to dig up the Liberty Bell and the whole thing and move. There is crap everywhere, on everything.
Lead is a neurotoxin that can cause brain damage if concentrations in the blood get too high from accidentally eating or inhaling the metal. Here's some good news, though. Peterson says urban gardeners who use raised beds and fill them with clean soil are taking the right steps.
Everywhere where I found an urban garden, I sampled their soil as well, and the lead concentration was either super low or not even detectable.
Peterson recommends soil testing to assess the safety of playing and gardening in your own backyard. I'm Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.